In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, the Church celebrates the commemoration of the martyrdom of St. John the Baptist. And St. John the Baptist, the Lord Himself witnessed about him, saying that he is the greatest prophet born from women. And the Lord Himself also witnessed about St. John the Baptist, saying to the people when they came to be baptized from St. John, he asked the people to say, "What did you come to see?" He is not a shaken reed. ماذا أتيتم لتنظروا؟ أقصبة تحركها الريح. The Lord witnessed to St. John being a reed that is not shaken by winds. So, if we today, while commemorating the martyrdom of this great saint, we ask ourselves, what about us? How do we react to the winds that come against every one of us every day? First, let's talk about what are the kinds of wind that comes every day against all of the believers. Firstly, there are winds against faith and against God. How many times, maybe every day, we hear people doubting that God exists, or He cares, or He will come to judge all of us? How many days, how many times we hear about ideas that doubt our faith and belief, and how we define the ways of salvation? We can see this happening even in the media around us, people talking about that, is baptism important for salvation? Is this really the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? All of these winds sometimes make us to be shaken, and sometimes we question, are we truly know that the truth? Is our belief is something which is really true? This is sometimes people say, are we the only people who are going to be saved? These questions reflect that sometimes these winds that doubts faith makes us to be shaken. Other winds which come against us is the winds of lust and temptation. And we can see also this happening around us every single day. Winds of lust and temptation made many people not only to be shaken, but more to be broken, and even the relation with God to come to an end, because they could not stand before this winds of lust and temptation. And sin, and falling in sin, and being addictive to it, brought an end to a relationship between man and God. So we have to ask ourselves, how do we react to these winds? Other winds which come against us is the winds of fear from the future or the unknown. What tomorrow is going to bring against us? You know, the most common disease in the world is anxiety. Many people are suffering this, and many people even are on medication for anxiety, and sometimes this anxiety is not because of a specific reason, but simply because the winds of the fear from the future or unknown make this person to be shaken, and he could not withstand these winds. Also, we are all familiar with the winds of concern about our children, our health, our careers. These winds sometimes make our relation with God to be shaken. And I assume that when I spend more time working, I will be able to stand before all of the threats which might come against my career. Sometimes even we assume that we are taking care of ourselves, and the more I work, the more I can stand before these winds, which of course this is not the truth. All of these winds make a lot of us to be shaken. But when we look at St. John the Baptist, he was a different person. How these winds affect all of us? These winds might lead that we lose peace. We go in life with a deep sense of sorrow, and we feel sad and upset and worried because these winds came inside us and found a place to settle. If we lose peace, then we already were shaken by these winds. Sometimes the winds of lust and temptation make us to fall in sin, up to being even slaved to it. And sometimes the winds of doubting God and doubting His love and mercy makes us to reject God, even if we don't say this loudly. If we don't dare to say that we don't want God to exist, sometimes we carry these feelings inside our hearts. I don't want God to be there because His presence limits my freedom. This is how these winds might affect us. Now looking at St. John the Baptist, who was this unshaken reed? Why he was such a stable man? First of all, if we review his life, we will find that this man, since his appearance to his martyrdom, he only has one mission to accomplish, which is prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. This was the first thing wrote about him in the Gospel of St. Mark. He did not have many missions to life to accomplish, only one mission, prepare the way of the Lord. And he did this in his way. My brethren, we all should have the same mission, but we should accomplish this in a different way according to how each one of us is called. We should not have any other mission in our life which is to come superior to this. Prepare the way of the Lord, make His paths straight. Sometimes we are shaken because we have like many things coming at the same time in our minds and heart, and then we lose focus, and we lose even the purpose of life, and we try to define other objective and purposes in life which will make us to be disturbed and shaken. St. John the Baptist, he defined his mission, he went after it, and he was never shaken or disturbed or lose focus about what God has called him to do. Secondly, St. John the Baptist, he was an example of how a man should witness to the truth with whatever the consequences and the costs of this witness. He said to Herod the king, "It is not lawful for you to take your wife, your brother's wife, as a wife for you." And he kept on saying this, and this costed him to be thrown into a prison, and more costed him his life. And today, if you heard the Synaxarium, the story said that even after they cut off his head flew in air, saying that it is not lawful for you to take your brother's wife. He taught us how we should stand and witness to the truth. Sometimes we face questions in our life. The way we answer, the way we react, is how we witness to the truth. And I will give you an example of that. If we really define that I should obey God more than men, and it come a question to me, not a direct question, because a direct question, usually we have a direct answer. We should be pleasing to God more than men. But it came a situation where I am either to do the will of God, and then I would upset some people, or I do what is for God, even if this is going to make some people to be upset. How do I witness at that time? What do I choose? I have to review my acts, my deeds, my reactions to situation in life. If I find that when it is time for me to witness to the truth, I regret, I choose otherwise, then I have to review my life again and see if I am really following God with a stable and steadfast heart. Witnessing to the truth will make me all the time to be able to stand the winds which might come against me. St. John the Baptist also was such an unshaken reed, because he did not have any interest in what was in the world at that time. He forsook everything. His clothes were very simple, and his food was very simple as well. He was using the world, but the world was not using him. Sometimes these ones shake us because we have interest in life, meaning I want, or I am interested in positions, and I am afraid that I might lose this. I have many fears about what I have and what I need to have, what I am longing to have. All of this might make me not to stand the winds of life. He was such a man that the world did not have part in his heart. We are all called for the same. We are called to live in the world, use what is in the world, but not to make the world to use us and to possess our hearts or feelings. The fourth reason for the witness of our Lord about St. John the Baptist being the unshaken reed is that he always lived denying himself. This man was the greatest prophet ever, and this was never expressed in his life in a way that we did not see him at any time seeking after men's praise or glory. More and more, when he saw the Lord coming, he told his disciple that this man should increase and I should decrease. We should also ask ourselves, is this the type of relationship between us and God? Did we make already the consensus in our heart that the Lord should increase in my life and I should decrease? If the answer is no, then I have to look and examine my life again. I will give you example for what's the meaning that the Lord should increase, God should increase, and I should decrease. God should have a place in my time every day, and this time should increase. Even on the expenses of what I do, and I feel like this is fun and pleasing for me. This is one example of how God should increase and I should decrease. But if I find that the time that I allow to God in my life is going down on the expenses of like staying before the TV, spending time doing nothing, even spending time in my career on the expenses of time to God, then I should question if I am really making God to increase in my life and I should decrease. All of these reasons, beside many others that we don't have time to address, made St. John the Baptist the example of unshaken reed that we should follow and learn from. May the Lord to make all of us to see how this great prophet behaved and how we should go after his steps. And may the Lord to accept his intercession on our behalf. To our Lord is due the glory forever and ever. Amen.